Now, this isn't our first trip to my old stomping ground here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Jeff.
No, we've been here a few times before. And this is where you went on your first ghost hunt, right?
I did. I was the morning guy at the local radio station here. And for Halloween, we did a ghost hunt at the Portsmouth Music Hall. We even captured an EVP during our night there.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I mean, it'll be no surprise to you, as it turns out. Portsmouth has no shortage of haunts.
Well, with so many historic buildings, I'm not surprised.
Right. So, okay, our destination is just up ahead, right here at the corner of Court and Washington Streets.
Okay, I see a stately yellow house right here on the corner. The front of the house touches the sidewalk. Yep. It's three stories. The top story has a gambrel roof, or a barn-like roof, and it looks pretty well maintained.
Yeah, this is the Stephen Chase House. Dates all the way back to 1762.
Wow.
It's been a private residence, an orphanage, a private residence again, and now an historic home and museum. But we're here because they say the Chase House is haunted. Hello, I'm Jeff Belanger.
And I'm Ray Osier. Welcome to episode 336 of the New England Legends Podcast. We're on a mission to chronicle every legend in New England one story at a time. We're always on the lookout for haunts, monsters, aliens, roadside oddities, true crime, and the just plain weird. We get most of our story leads from you, so please reach out to us anytime through our website.
Now we'll go searching for the ghosts of the Chase House right after this word from our sponsor.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity that you get. That, wow, how have I been living like this feeling? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for just $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. Wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. The quality that I've received from Mint Mobile is second to none, and I've tried them all. And this is an amazing company to work with that actually cares about their clients and the prices that they charge. So if you're on that fence wondering, should I make the shift? You're going to get great coverage, you're going to get great customer service, and all of the bells and whistles you expect from the bigger brand names. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans and their jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/P60. That's mintmobile.com/P60. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/P60. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to just $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello, my little darklings. If you're anything like me, you sign up for things and forget about them. You commit to things and never go back to cancel those things once you've tested them or tried them out. And those things can weigh on you, man. They can just keep bleeding you dry dollars at a time, and you don't even notice. Well, that's why I decided to take back control of my money, and I reached out to Rocket Money. I found subscriptions I had forgotten about, and on some of them, I was paying 2 or 3 times, and I didn't know what to do. But Rocket Money sure did. They stepped right in. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? So before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had maybe about 10 to 12 subscriptions out there, and I couldn't believe it when they showed me what I was paying for. I was paying over 22 different subscriptions each month, most of which I wasn't even using or remembered signing up for. So between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it's never ending. But thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved up to a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members
up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/P60. That's right. Take control of your financial future. rocketmoney.com/P60. rocketmoney.com/P60.
Okay, Jeff, the Chase House is pretty old.
It is. It's so old, we weren't even America yet when it was built. We were still England.
It almost feels like a rule that when a house or building reaches a few centuries in age, that there's a ghost or two knocking around inside.
Yeah, I know, not quite a rule, but sure, when a building has seen that much history, chances are there's still a few memories floating around. Now, the Chase House is listed in many directories of haunted places in the Granite State. And just about every write-up mentions the house is haunted by one of the former orphans, a little girl who allegedly hanged herself in the room.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
It is awful, and it may not be true.
Hmm.
But still, with so much history here, over 260 years, if you're keeping score, and I know we always do, I'm sure there was a death or two inside of the house. Probably a funeral as well, which was customary for a long time. I mean, bodies would be laid out for viewing in wakes and parlors.
All right, here's a little more information on the Chase House. As we mentioned before, it was built in 1762 by Stephen Chase. Chase was a Harvard graduate who made his fortune as a merchant in Portsmouth. When Stephen died in 1805, his widow and two sons, William and Theodore, continued to live here. William's widow, Sarah Blunt Chase, was the last Chase to live in this house. She died in 1881. After that, Theodore's son bought the house and donated it as a home for orphans, a philanthropic legacy for the family. It was called the Chase Home for Children.
And that's where the story gets interesting. So let's head back to 1893 and explore the Chase House.
It's August of 1893 here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. President Grover Cleveland has just begun his second term in office a few months ago. He's the first president in United States history to serve two non-consecutive terms. He was president from 1885 to 1889, then there was President Benjamin Harrison, and now Grover Cleveland once again. The economy is in rough shape. Unemployment is soaring, national debt is rising, and homelessness and hunger are on the rise.
People are feeling it here in Portsmouth, too. It's been a rough winter, and folks are struggling to get on their feet. Like always, the poor have it the worst. And to make matters worse, here at the Chase Home for Children, an illness is plaguing the kids.
Two of the children have been complaining about a sore throat. They're coughing. At first, the staff thinks maybe it's the summer flu, or maybe strep throat. But soon, more kids are coming down with the same symptoms.
Two sick kids becomes four, then five, then six. And that's when a local doctor comes to examine the children.
Okay, the doctor is looking at the throat of one of the children. Well, look at that. There's this gray film over the kid's throat and tonsils.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Other sick orphans in the house have some of the same symptoms. That gray film tells the doctor what he's dealing with. Diphtheria.
Diphtheria is a highly contagious bacteria that's especially dangerous in children. What starts as a cough and sore throat moves to fever, chills, then difficulty breathing, swollen skin, and for some, it can cause death.
It's a frightening time here at the Chase Home for Children. By the third week in August, nine kids are now sick with diphtheria. One little girl seems the worst of all of them. She's weak and frail. Sadly, the young girl succumbs to the illness and passes away.
There's nothing worse than the death of a child.
The children and staff of the house are devastated. Thankfully, the other eight kids recover.
The economy of Portsmouth is doing a little better than a lot of the country because work here is mostly tied to fishing and shipping. There isn't much manufacturing, but shipping and fishing are both dangerous businesses. Ships hit bad weather, and there are accidents leaving some kids orphaned.
The Chase Home for Children is a busy place. Sadly, there's no shortage of orphans around here. By 1916, the house here at the corner of Court and Washington Streets is out of room. So the Chase House moves to Middle Road in town on a 26-acre lot, where a much larger building is constructed to support the needs of the community. And that brings us back to today. The Chase House and its new location is still operating, serving children and families in need in the Portsmouth area.
Now, I did a quick search online about the haunting of this Chase house, and you're right. It's listed in a ton of places. Usually says a young girl hanged herself in a bedroom there.
Now, we can't rule that event out. I'm just saying I found no record of it. But I did find the August 24th, 1893 Boston Globe article, a tiny little write-up saying 9 cases of diphtheria at the Chase Home for Children, and a young girl with the last name of Carr, that's C-A-R-R, passed away on the 24th. I couldn't find any follow-ups on the story, and that may be all the ink the young little orphan got.
Okay, but we can confirm a young girl died here.
We can.
But not necessarily the way everyone says it happened.
Right.
All right, but aren't suicides often left out of the newspapers? I've seen obituaries of young people where it only says they died on a specific date. If they died from cancer or an accident, it usually says that. But if no cause is listed, we're left to speculate the worst.
Yeah, that's true, too. But a century ago, suicides were often in the headlines. Maybe because there were so many more illnesses around back then, like diphtheria, like tuberculosis, that editors didn't want their readers to worry that some new plague was in town.
Now, we've learned a lot about suicide in more modern times. Turns out it is contagious among peer groups, the elderly. No one is immune from dark thoughts. So please, if you're struggling, reach out for help. The suicide hotline is always available. Jeff and I need you around.
We do need you around, and good point. So a diphtheria vaccine was first developed in the 1920s, but it didn't get widespread use until the 1930s and 40s, when it became part of the standard vaccines that are offered to children. And now, thanks to that effort, diphtheria really isn't the problem it once was.
The Chase House today is a throwback. It's now managed by the Strawberry Bank Museum, who open it up for public tours. They made the year of interpretation 1818, so you can see what it looked like back then when it was still the Chase home.
Now, with so many layers of history, it can be challenging to identify everything that bumps in the night. If someone spots the ghost of a little girl, it's easy to try to connect her to any children who died here. As we said before, the death of any child is a tragedy, but it's human nature that if a ghost is going to haunt a place, we at least want to try to figure out why.
And that takes us to After the Legend, where we take a deeper dive into this week's story and sometimes veer off course.
After the Legend is brought to you by our Patreon patrons. Our patrons make all this happen. It takes a lot of time and money to bring you 2 episodes each week. Our hosting costs, marketing, travel, and more really start to add up. We do this because we love it, but with more resources, we can go even bigger. It's only $3 per month, and for that, you get early ad-free access to new episodes, plus bonus episodes and content that no one else gets to hear. If you can help the cause, please head over to patreon.com/New England Legends to sign up. And if you want to see some historic pictures of the Chase House, click on the link in our episode description or go to our website and click on episode 336. As we mentioned, diphtheria has mostly been eradicated in the United States and Western Europe thanks to vaccines.
Work?
That's, I think, the moral of the story. Because people used to die from these things that there was a common death back then, and today many people may not have even heard of diphtheria.
Yeah.
Thanks to that effort. So anyway, you're the morning guy, and we're the morning guy.
Well, there were 3 of us.
In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and you did a ghost hunt at the music hall.
2 guys and a girl is what we were called.
Right.
And I forget the year, because I can't do math that quick.
No.
But it was at least 20 years ago. So anyway, working in Portsmouth, love it up there.
Mm-hmm.
I visit often.
Sure.
And the Portsmouth music hall was, we were told, was haunted. And we thought, well, let's do a ghost hunt for Halloween. So the night before our show, leading into Halloween, we stayed overnight. And they actually locked us in.
Yeah.
Nobody stayed. They just, go ahead. You have the run of the place. And nothing happened all night. We took pictures. We did the recordings. But then at one point, we're all sitting there. We try another recording. And we're just asking questions. And then somebody asked, why are you here? We asked more questions. All right, stop the tape. Let's play it back. It was a cassette tape.
Sure.
We didn't have the fancy equipment.
Well, that's what we had back then, 20 years ago.
Yeah. So we play it back, and we're listening. And then when my buddy says, why are you here? You can faintly hear, I love it here. And 3 of us, one did not believe in any of this. Mm-hmm. She did, the girl. She didn't believe in any of it. But she even stopped and said, just said something. There was something. We rewound it back, and it was clear as day.
Yeah.
I love it here. And then the next day, so we did our morning show. We talked about it. And then when we got back to the station, the rock station on the other side had a paranormal investigator. I wish I knew the name, because you probably knew who it was.
Sure.
But somebody of high standards, high rankings, and they listened to it, and they said, that's definitely a voice
right
there.
Freaky, right?
Yeah. So it was a long night. That's what ghost hunting is. It's a long night of nothing.
It's like fishing. You can go be there all day and nothing. And then suddenly, boom, you get something.
But it was fun. It was fun just tooling around this this landmark in Portsmouth that has stories. And you don't know what's going to be around the next corner or who's behind you.
That's the
in the shadows.
But that's the thing about it, right? So you go under the premise of like, okay, it's allegedly haunted.
Yeah.
I'm willing to find out for myself.
Sure.
Instead of saying there's no such thing, why go? Right? You're like, all right, I'll play along. And then you get this thing. And, you know, you were in charge of that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like someone else said, oh, here's the tape. And you don't know if they're messing
with you. No, we got that ourselves.
Yeah. And you go, oh. And so, I don't know. That's what I always tell people. I'm like, hey, if you're skeptical, give it a whirl.
Yeah,
you
know, right.
Go try it. And
something might not happen.
Yeah. And because the thing is, you may get a strange feeling. And the skeptic and you may say, well, it was just a feeling. I was creeped out. Okay, fine. And maybe you're right. Mm. Or maybe you have an experience that you go, oh, no. Maybe there's something more to this. I've always said, ghost is a history demanding to be remembered. It's the past connecting to the present. Mm. And so, like the Chase House, for example, what a storied history, right? A prominent family built it and lived there for a long time. Then it was an orphanage where, you know, literally the unwanted or you know, those who were in the most desperate need, the poorest of the poor children were kept there. And that always tugs at our heartstrings.
Sure.
And then you learn that one of them died.
Mm.
And, you know, maybe the story was that someone died of illness, which we know happened. We found that. We found the report and the name. But maybe over time, like, that's not tragic enough. So maybe it evolved to it was a suicide, which... like a fishing story, right? It could have changed. Doesn't matter. The end result's the same. A little girl died in that house.
But this, I think it's all about the story. Or you're trying to say, well, this house, a girl killed herself.
It was an orphanage.
Murder or something like that. But no, somebody just passed away.
Right.
And maybe they're still stuck there. Which, I mean, that's to make another point, not all ghosts are evil or upset
or
mad.
Yeah.
Some just want the company.
Right.
I don't know if they can see us, but you know what I mean? Like, some are happy.
But telling this story gives us a chance to talk about, like, hey, someone literally gave up their family home to be an orphanage, like donated it to take care of others, which is great and wonderful. What a great gesture. That's a nice reminder. And sometimes there's illnesses that can kill children, which is awful.
Right.
And like, until you become a parent, right, it's impossible to know how the world, there's nothing worse. Right. Then like something happening to your kid.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You don't want to hear something really twisted
before
I fall asleep at night. I think about that.
What bad things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
for some reason I can't, but I can't not think about it.
Yeah.
When I go to bed, I think, what happens if my kid's not here tomorrow? What?
Yeah.
And I can't stop myself from thinking of it. That's being a parent.
That's my buddy Dave Schrader. He's done voices for us in the past. When Sophie was first born, he said, being a dad means you're scared all the time.
All the time.
And I'm like, yeah.
Especially as the kids get older.
Oh,
well, first of all, you get through the first couple of years because of horrible things that can happen to newborns.
Right.
And you're like, okay, that's great. Now I have my eye on them all the time. They're always with me. They're on my shoulder, whatever. And then they start getting older and they find their friends and they drift off.
Yep.
And now they're out at night
and
then they start driving and blah, blah, blah. And it's anything. Oh, it's horrible.
I was going to ask my parents when they stopped worrying, and I know what they're going to say. I can already hear their voices right now in my head going, never.
Right. They're still worried.
Yeah. I'm worried right now. Yeah. Like, I'm on the phone with you. I hear you're fine. I'm still worried, you know? And I'm like, yeah, that probably never goes away. We get it. We get the loss of a child is going to haunt us, as it should. And we want to do everything we can to avoid that. So it's a building that cries out for attention.
If you've got a strange tale of ghosts, monsters, aliens, roadside oddities, eccentrics, or general weirdness you think we should check out, please reach out to us anytime through our website. Also, we need you in our legendary army.
We do.
Please help spread the word about what we do. You can do that by sharing our episodes on your social media, by posting a review for us, or telling a friend about us. It's how we grow.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, and thank you so much to our Patreon patrons. And our theme music is by John Judd.
Until next time, remember,
the bizarre is closer than you think.